You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hena Baba. For prison inmates, being a parent is hard. You're far away, but you're still here. And the visits and the letters, those small points of contact, can become that much tougher for the distance. So a group of inmates at Solano State Prison are looking for help. In a parenting class for inmates, many men are finding that being a good father starts with digging deep into your relationship with your own parents. KALW's Justine Lee takes us inside the prison.
The men mostly look to be in their 20s. They shuffle into the room in their blue clothes and high spirits and give handshakes and hugs. They pull up chairs and form a circle and look to Dr. Mary Jo Bowen, who has been teaching here for 3 years.
Raise your hand if you were spanked, because I was. Raise your hand if you were spanked. And keep it up if you think it worked a little bit. Did it work a little bit? Is that what you would say, B?
Nah, spanking just made me fight back.
Yeah.
Like I got tired of it. And, man, you're not gonna spank me anymore.
This is the Parenting Inside Out class. It's a 12-week course that provides the skills and tools needed to parent effectively from inside prison. The topic this week is timeout versus spanking.
And discipline includes punishment and reward. So we're disciplining our children to follow directions and to cooperate and to solve problems, to expect some failures. We have to discipline.
DeMarcus Rawls is an inmate and recent graduate, and he was chosen by Bowen to co-facilitate the class.
What is the disadvantage of spanking?
Resentment.
Huh?
Resentment.
Resentment.
Makes the child angry.
To keep the conversation going, DeMarcus reflects on his own childhood.
That not being talked to, that not being explained to certain things. I could get suspended from school for fighting, but you never even asked me the reason why I got suspended. As soon as I get home, you beating me and putting me in a corner and telling me to put my hands up for hours at a time. Right? That's not effective parenting. So what this class is about, what this group is about, is teaching us how to effectively be a father from the inside out.
Damian Brown, who goes by Nation, was in the very first Parenting Inside Out class back in early 2014. A year later, he was released from Solano. I meet up with him in a conference room in downtown Oakland. He's the father of five, so I jokingly ask him if he has a favorite.
Just got a message from my daughter yesterday, arguing the fact of who's the favorite, but there are no favorites. I'm gonna say that I love all my children equally. However, I'm very attentive to the particular bends of all my children. So I'm very aware of who needs what, where, and how much. Your parent?
I shake my head no.
You'll understand in time. You'll understand.
Nation's children were the center of his world while he was in prison. Abraham Glasper, Nation's friend and a current inmate at Solano, got to know Nation in the Parenting Inside Out class.
His connectivity with his family exemplifies the need for familial interaction. Listening to, you know, the stories of helping his daughter or his granddaughter go to sleep at night with a bedtime story on the phone, it's why he, you know, got up every day, striving to be free so that he could actively play that role.
Nation caught Dr. Mary Jo Bowen's attention too.
He didn't want to talk a lot. He didn't need to talk a lot. But when he had something to say, the eyes in the room turned to him, and he had something really worth sharing from his own world.
Nation spoke from experience. He spent 23 years in prison informally mentoring young inmates, playing the parental role he longed to play for his children.
The things I could not give my children, I gave to the young people in prison.
It might come as a surprise then that Nation wasn't always this adept at parenting. In fact, what sent him to prison in the first place represented a dark time for him as a young father. He was convicted of physically abusing his children and was sentenced to 23 years to life. Nation says he began to understand the harm he'd inflicted on his own children through learning the story of one of the inmates he mentored.
Corporal punishment was heavy in his upbringing, as was mine. And he despised his dad because of it. And it was that that let him go out, that gave him license in his mind to go out and say, okay, well, I'm not the big chief at home, but when I go out here in these streets, I'm gonna be that big chief to someone else. And it made me look at me and the things that I had done as a dad. Who was I bringing up in the world? What type of citizen was I creating?
Nation became a model for good communication, for anger management, for self-awareness. He was a respected leader in the Parenting Inside Out class. All of this helped improve Nation's chances when he presented his case to the parole board back in 2015. It helped, too, that Dr. Mary Jo Bowen advocated for him. She believed Nation could guide young people for a living and submitted a letter to the warden as part of his hearing.
When I heard he was being paroled, I went to my boss, Ruth, and I said, you know, we gotta hang on to Nation if we can. We gotta offer an internship if we have one, because he's got a lot to offer.
She kept her word. When Nation was released in 2015, Mary Jo's employer, Community Works West, hired Nation as a case manager for formerly incarcerated adults aged 18 to 25. In the past year, Nation has worked with about 40 people, helping them get their lives on track.
In July, I had lost a friend, and I've had, you know, gang ties in the past, and he got shot right there on 24th and Shotwell.
That's Oscar Pacheco. He's one of Nation's clients, and he's recalling a recent time when Nation kept him from making a bad decision.
I was in the urge of doing something about it, but I didn't want to. I was really hesitating on thinking about it. And I ended up talking to Nation, and he told me if you want to go and do it, you can go do and do it, but there's nobody going to be out here looking out after your kid. And then after he told me that, he just completely changed my mind and everything. So I looked up to him like another dad.
Nation says he has one goal with his clients.
To keep you alive and to keep you free. And there is nothing that I do that deviates from that.
We're going to look at the topic of timeout and the topic of spanking.
Back in Solano Prison, the Parenting Inside Out class is always full. It even has a waiting list. Abraham Glasper says one of the most important themes of the class is that they are there to break the cycle.
Parenting doesn't come with a handbook. And a lot of times, our parents only gave us what their parents gave them. And so this is an opportunity for us to learn, you know, things that we didn't necessarily receive from our parents.
DeMarcus Rawls closes the session with some motivation.
So you start early, you start very young in giving your children an ideal parent. You start with yourself, bettering yourself. If you better yourself, you give your child an example to look up to what a man is supposed to be.
I leave the class feeling inspired by the men and their dedication to becoming better fathers, and in the process, better people. From Solano State Prison, I'm Justine Lee for Cross Currents.